The Haftorah this Shabbos is the Haftorah from Malachim Aleph, where Shlomo HaMelech completes the building of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a grand moment for the Jewish people. The Beis HaMikdash will become one of the wonders of the world. People will travel far and wide to see what exactly is happening in this Beis HaMikdash. And yet, strangely, the Haftorah starts off by saying that Hashem nasan chachma l'shlomo, Hashem gives wisdom to Shlomo. And then it goes into all the dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash. But why is it that we need to know about the wisdom of Shlomo? How does that have anything to do with the Haftorah itself? What does it add to the Haftorah? I believe that an analysis of what the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash was will reveal so much of why Shlomo has to build it, and Shlomo's wisdom and what that does for the Jewish people and the world at large. That if you follow Malachim Aleph, you'll notice that there's a lot of people that come to bask in Shlomo HaMelech's wisdom. Why is that? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up the world in such a way that the Jews have the opportunity to be an Or LaGoyim. How does that work? It means that the entire world will want to bask in our wisdom, will want to bask in that which we own in terms of intellectual property and even the physical stuff that we own. What happens? The world looks and says, wow, there's something going on with the Jewish people. I want to see and understand what exactly that is. Says Rabbi Alex Israel, he says that Shlomo HaMelech was endowed with unbelievable wisdom. For what purpose? So God says to him, I want it to be that there's the potential that the Jewish people could truly be an Or LaGoyim, that the entire world will flock to Israel to meet and see the Jewish people. So he endows Shlomo HaMelech with unbelievable wisdom. There's a good question whether it's that Shlomo has all of that wisdom or is it that Shlomo surrounds himself by people that have that wisdom. Perhaps what Shlomo did was he created in Yerushalayim a community of thinkers. Anybody that was anything in wisdom said, oh, this is the university of all universities. This is the place to come to learn and to share my wisdom. And so there's a community of people that are learning. But that's not what the Jewish people are. It's not just that we're wise. Yeah, thank God, there's a lot of smart Jewish people. But that's not what the essence of the Jewish people is. The essence of our people is the spiritual component that makes up the Jewish people. Enters in not only Shlomo HaMelech's wisdom, but enters in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash had to be a property that was over the top. It had to be something that was so above and beyond anything that existed that people would come from all over the world. Meaning, if I'm in the area, how could I not come to the Beis HaMikdash? Most people are not attracted to the spirituality of a building, but people are attracted to the physicality of a building. People will say, oh, I've got to go to this building. It's beautiful. The architecture of it. But when people would come and they would see the architecture, they would then be able to bask in the Hashras Hashchina, in God's presence. And that's when they would say, oh, Hevanti, I now understand. I see what the essence of the Mikdash was. Yerushalayim became in Shlomo HaMelech's time the epicenter of the world, culturally, intellectually, and most of all, religiously. That was the purpose of it. It's fascinating because when we talk about the windows of the Beis HaMikdash, they were built in such a way where light did not go in, which is the typical way you build a window. It's supposed to take maximum light outside and bring it inside. Because after all, I'm in a dark house and I need to be able to see. Says Vachalav Torah, no. It's the exact opposite. The windows were built in such a way that very little light went in, but light went out. The purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be that. It is supposed to be a light unto the nations. The nations would come, bask in Shlomo's Chachma, and after seeing Shlomo's Chachma, feeling Shlomo's Chachma and the intellectual bend of Yerushalayim, they would then come to the Makom HaMikdash, and those lights, the spiritual lights emanating from the Kodesh, would touch their souls. That's the purpose of the Mikdash.